Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham.
It's me, little Jeff Larson here on the cordless right now.
Little Jeff, explain to everybody why you're dressed like this.
I am dressed like this because this is how I appear in the your new special.
Yes, Jeff Dunham's Scrooged Up Holiday Special.
Right.
But little Jeff, you know why we're here?
Yes.
I'm going to call this, I talked about doing this before, I want to call it the Dummy of the Week.
Dummy of the Week. Okay, can I go hide in my box? Can I go get in the suitcase and just hide there? Because this is creepy as hell. I don't want to see him.
Okay. You don't?
No, it's just, trust me, this is creepy. It's going to give you nightmares. Well, I'm going to hide under the table because it's just scary.
Okay, here, we got to get ready for the show tonight.
Okay, whatever. You realize you're in the bus talking to yourself. You know that, right?
Yes, I know that. It happens a lot. Okay, so here's the dummy. From Spain in the 70s. They called him Peter Patter. Made in Spain, I would guess that they made different boxes for the different languages. I'm sure there was a version in Spanish. Had to have been. We've come a long way. I will say that the Little Jeff ventriloquist dummy that we sell now, brand new, just to put him on Amazon 2 or 3 days ago, is a high-quality item. He works really well. He's fantastic. I wish I'd had something that good when I started. But this guy... Okay, here we go. Gonna reveal this. I love the artwork, by the way. And doesn't he look cute? Doesn't he look sweet? Yeah, look at the girl. Oh, she's like, oh, yeah, you're really good at this. Yay. And the dummy's so cute. All right, then on Christmas morning, you open it up. You open the box. And do you get to see this little guy? Nope, you get to see that guy. Ah! So let's get this guy out of the box. And obviously his eyelash is coming off there, but his eyes go up and down, which makes no sense to me. And the mouth is just like, wow, this is really what everybody loved back then. There were a couple of versions of him in different clothes and all that. So good for them for selling him for so many years. But this is the guy right here. Now let me set this up and turn the camera around so you can see me working him. And sorry. Anyway, what kind of voice do I give this guy?
I think I had some sort of mouth problem.
Yeah. Some sort of a mouth problem.
Yeah, some sort of a mouth problem.
Your teeth don't open.
I know, some kind of disease that I
got. A disease?
Yeah. So I had a disease where my teeth don't come apart, so I have to talk like this.
Okay, you can open your eyes back up.
They suck.
Okay.
Thank you so much for bringing me out of the box. It's been years since I got out of the box.
I'm just laughing because... So when I do this, the voice has to match what the face looks like, and there's no way that this guy could speak clearly because his teeth are stuck to open your mouth. See, they're just... There's no way he could talk and enunciate.
No, I can't enunciate. I have to talk like this, you know, like teeth together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the blinking is amazing.
I don't actually blink.
No, you don't blink.
My eyes look down. Do it slowly.
Okay, so slowly. He's not blinking. His eyes are just looking down.
Yeah, that's the way dolls... used to work in the old days.
Okay, but again, you were you sold really well in Spain and in Europe in the 70s.
Yeah. I don't know if I would sell very well today.
You might.
I might. I sound a little bit drunk.
Well, you're fine. We should name you.
Okay, that's what I think everyone should do. You should send your names. Go ahead and post the names that you think I should be, and. Just don't worry, I am not joining Jeff Zach.
No, you're not.
No, he's just showing me off like a museum piece.
A what?
A museum piece.
It's peace.
I can't say peace. Okay, so, anybody you want to name me, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine, I don't see any names coming through. Nobody's... Everyone
ran away because it's scared.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Silas' name.
All right. Anyway, his name is Peter Patter on the box, but, you know, if I had actually gotten this as a kid, I would have named him something else.
Yeah, I don't know. Something from The Shining.
From The Shining, yeah, it's good.
Okay, yeah.
He doesn't... Joanne Belk says he sounds like Walter.
I did not sound like Walter. No. Yeah.
And amazing that your voice would be similar to Walter. I don't know how that would work.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Peter Patter, thank you for coming out here. Okay. And thanks to my friend Tom Ladshaw for selling me Peter Patter.
You actually purchased the thing?
I did actually purchase you.
Okay. Thank you for doing that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go back in my box because I love the smell of mold and mouthballs. Okay.
I gotta put you back over here.
Thank you so much. Nice seeing you. Remember me in your dreams.
That's creepy.
Oh my God, is he gone? Yeah, he's gone. Okay, thank you for not making me watch that.
Okay,
I did not want to see that. That was just scary as hell. Okay, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, little Jeff.
You're welcome. Right, yeah, okay, yeah. Right, yeah, all right, yeah. Are you gonna hit finish? Okay, there it is.
Oh, if you want tickets to my show, go to jeffdunham.com. Only. If you go anywhere else, you're going to get scalped.
What?
Scalped.
Scalped. Yeah. What does that mean?
You'll pay too much.
Okay, fine. Don't do that. Just go to jeffdunham.com. Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
Am I President Biden?
No.
He whispers. It's creepy as hell.
Just don't whisper.
Okay, we won't whisper. Okay, fine. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
What